Obviously, today's topic is prayer. Johnny had been misbehaving and was sent to his room. After a while, he emerged and informed his mother that he had thought it over and had said a prayer to God. "Fine," said his pleased mother. "That's really good. If you prayed and asked God to help you behave, God will help you be a good boy." "Oh, I didn't ask God to help me behave," said Johnny. "I asked God to help you put up with me." Many of us were taught simple prayers and the Lord's Prayer when we were children. A three-year-old little boy, Colin, prays, "Our Father, who does art in heaven, hallowed is his name. Amen." In today's gospel, one of Jesus' disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Author Mike Marsh writes concerning today's gospel from Luke, and I quote, "As I recall my own life of prayer, prayers I have heard and conversations I have had about prayer, I can't help but wonder if the Coke machine is our primary teacher of prayer. Think about it. A Coke machine. We put in the correct change, make our selection, and get what we want. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks the door will be opened. So we offer the coins of our wants and needs, our beliefs, and our good behavior. We tell God what we want, and we expect to get what we asked for." End quote. All that's good, and it works until it doesn't. Coke machines are great until they take your money but give you nothing. Or give you a Mr. Pibb when you selected a Dr. Pepper. How do we so often respond when that happens? We get mad. We push the button again and again. We hit or try to shake the machine. We did our part and we expect it to do its part. Is that different from our prayers, I wonder? Some people get angry. Some feel hurt or betrayed. Some lose faith and leave the church. Now listen, I don't have a lot of people asking me, "Why do you think my prayer was answered? Why did I receive exactly what I asked for?" I can't recall ever being asked that. I know prayer is answered. I often say, "Well, that's an answer to prayer." Sometimes we ask and receive. Search and find, knock, and the door is open. But what most people are concerned and ask about is, why? Why? Why not? They want to know why they asked but did not receive. Why they searched but did not find. Why they knocked but the door never opened. We all do. We all wonder. Back to author Mike Marsh, who tells this story. "I prayed hard that Thursday night as we drove in the rainy darkness. I prayed with words, silence, and tears. With each phone call and update, my prayer became more and more desperate. More coins. Push the button again. Please, 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 Father." When we got there, they told us our son Brandon had died. End quote. Ask and it will be given you. Search and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. Really? That's not just my story. It may also be yours. It's the story of everyone who has ever prayed. We've all lost money at least once in a Coke machine. I don't know why some prayers seem to be answered and others seem to go unanswered. I don't have any good answers or explanations, but I have heard some really bad explanations. Maybe you've said or heard these. Here's a brief list. You didn't pray hard enough. You didn't have enough faith. You were asking for the wrong thing. It's all a mystery, and someday we'll understand. Everything happens for a reason. Something better will come out of this. You didn't have the exact change. The Coke machine only takes quarters. You understand I'm mixing metaphors here. I can neither believe nor accept any of those explanations. They leave me wanting. There is nothing but an attempt to believe in a Coke machine's understanding of prayer, and we've got to let that one go. It's wrong, it's not helpful, it hurts people, and it perverts who and how God is. I don't understand how prayer works, but I do know this. It's not about coins. It's not about some mechanical or consumer process. It's not a transaction. It's not a phone call with information for God. In the midst of not knowing or understanding, maybe the most and best we can do is echo the disciples' request. Lord, teach us to pray. We are always beginners, always learning to pray. Jesus' response is not an explanation of prayer or how it works. He does not offer a formula or magic words. He does not give us the correct change for a Coke machine. God is holy, and we are God's divine children, holy daughters and sons. That relationship already exists at our conception and birth. That's how Jesus begins his teaching about prayer. Prayer is about a relationship and presence of God. That relationship means that our life, our existence, our very being, our ontology comes from the Creator. If prayer is all about relationship and presence, then there is one and only one answer to prayer: God. God is the answer. God is the answer to all our prayers. God's presence, God's life, love, beauty, God's generosity, compassion, God's forgiveness, creativity, wisdom, justice, mercy. God gives God's self as the answer to our every prayer. Think about it. If you, Jesus says, know how to give your kids good things, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Perhaps the greatest difficulty of learning how to pray is that sometimes we just want to put in our coins, push the button, and get what we want. We want when we want it, we want it. Oh, I know I'm not just speaking for myself here. We don't want God. We want something from God. I get that. We don't want God. We just want God to change our circumstances. While God can and sometimes does seemingly change circumstances, I am increasingly convinced that God more often than not changes us. Maybe even changes our selection. It's like when we push the Aquafina bottle instead of that Diet Coke. Yeah, I know. I was addicted for years. I'm drinking water now. It's not as fun. But God changed me. God's self-giving sustains, nourishes, strengthens, empowers, emboldens, and enables us to face the circumstances of life. We do so sometimes with joy and gratitude, other times with deep pain and a debilitating loss. But we can always face the circumstances of life with God and with the faith community who represents God, with the church. On my better days, I know this is true and that's enough. And on those other days, it's Lord, 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 teach me to pray. Amen.